This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, you've got a guitar going already, Richie, huh? Oh, man. All right. Welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie Ote. With your bag of pumpkin seeds. Are those lightly salted or fully salted?
Lightly salted.
Is it sea salt or is it
fully salt as far as sodium allowances go?
Yeah, I mean, that's like a gargantuan pumpkin seed. Like, I don't know what kind of pumpkin, right? Those are like pumpkin seeds,
well,
like from steroid pumpkins.
No, because it's got the shell around it.
It's got the, oh.
But those shells are like the soft kind, whatever, whatever.
So are you one of those people that also eats like the shells of the shrimp? Have you seen?
No.
Right, there are people who eat the shells
or
of the shrimp,
or of a sunflower seed.
Right,
those are too sharp.
I don't know. I think I'm turning up the wrong thing here. I got to turn something else up. All right, that's
there you
better.
Go.
Oh, there I go. Now, oh, I can hear you. Yay, I'm here. All right, I keep turning you up. That's what I'm doing here. All right, White hanging it down in the studio. Kelly Poker is, I think she's actually taking a little vacation here or something.
She's going to the Kentucky Derby.
Going to the Kentucky Derby.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I think she does that every year.
I think she does.
Do you go to horse races like at Del Mar? Is that something
you
do?
I always feel bad for the horses.
Because they have to run? Isn't that what they want to do? Like they're
I
not,
don't know.
Oh, because they're being spanked? Is that why you don't go? Do you, Richie?
They're beautiful
do you go?
Though.
They are beautiful.
Yes.
They're big, amazing creatures. Do you go to the horse races?
Yeah.
Do you gamble?
I have, but
Did
I mean,
you win? Have you ever won?
Oh, have I? Yeah.
Have you?
I mean, I sold horses.
You sold horses
for
you
a little while.
You sold horses
for a little
wow.
while. Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, not me myself, but like via other people that sold horses.
Well, like you
right?
didn't have they're, horses, but you were a broker
well, a
for
friend of, yeah, a friend of mine. Basically, His great-grandfather, grandfather, and father were all in the Hall of Fame for training horses.
Wow.
But he didn't like to wake up that early because those guys are like, you hear the wake up at the crack of dawn thing? That's
yeah.
not even,
that's,
these guys
that's
are
my horse
pre-crack of dawn because they're at the track and working for a few hours before the crack of dawn.
Oh, my God.
So
yeah,
he didn't want to do that, so he sold them instead.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And it was through that.
All right. Well, speaking.
But I felt, I'm like Mary, though. It was kind of catch 22 because I
felt
sorry after a while. Yeah, because once you really see what they go through, you're like, ooh.
It's kind of like the animals in the zoo in a
right.
way. It's just
yeah.
like, let them just go out in their pasture and run free.
Well, the difference to the zoo ones is, I mean, they're both, the owners are making a ton of money. That isn't a difference. The racehorses and the, or some of the racehorse owners. But at least the zoo ones, you maybe get more people to appreciate animals and understand them, like kids
yeah.
young and like respect them more or something.
It's
almost like an
educational facility.
Even though it is sucky for that elephant.
Yeah.
Or that giraffe.
I don't know. Because like the way I look at it, and I'm not saying we should or shouldn't race horses or whatever. I mean, I'm not into that kind of thing. I think, as Mary said, it's beautiful watching these big, you know, strong animals do their thing. But from my perspective, it's like, what's the other choice? So you put these horses out and you let them run wild, and then what? They have to fight for food. They have to survive. And it's just like, you know, I mean, come on. These horses have it pretty decent. I mean, they're like, they get the best drugs in the world.
They get drugged up a lot.
and you know I'm a proponent for getting
yeah,
the
martini.
Best quality stuff when you possibly can. So, you know, I mean, it's like they get the best quality drugs. They get fed. And I don't know, all in all. I mean, it's like you look at your, you know, they're probably looking at their cousins going, yeah, I don't know. That doesn't look too much fun.
So why are you bringing this up?
I'm only bringing this up only because.
Where are we going?
Steve,
we're sounding off here. And this is completely 100% irrelevant to where I'm going with this. But I was thinking as I walked in here today that it's like when you think about what today is, right, and what day is today.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th, right? It's like it is a Star Wars thing, of course. And I got to tell you, I'm really pissed. I'm angry about this because, like, what else do you have to give George Lucas? Like, this guy has everything. What else does he need? Like, he's got all the money in the world. He's got everything he could possibly want. And he has his own damn day. Like, how did that happen? Like, how did he end up with his own day? Like,
it's
George,
not really officially his day.
It's like, Disney's now.
Is it? Well, yeah. And then there's that. But, I mean, think about, like, okay, Martin Luther King, I get it. He gets a day. Christopher Columbus, no, he doesn't really deserve a day.
Yeah, but this isn't a national holiday. This is a meme.
It's
like this might be our first. Well, no, 420 might be that or this
yeah,
or our first
meme
holidays.
Yeah.
Memes derive simply from the societal what is it? The accumulation of societal relevance or whatever. So look at it more as just how bizarre that this is what our society is organically choosing to celebrate.
Yeah. And I got to be honest with you. It's kind of a trip to me that this is 2017 and it's been 40 years. 40 years since that first
That's
movie came
not
out.
That's not possible.
It is a trip. I actually remember lining up. I remember lining up.
Multiple
at the
times.
Theater. Well, no, I actually gave up. I think after Return of the Jedi, I kind of gave up. I don't even know how many I've seen after Return of the Jedi, but the answer is not much.
No. The question is, how many times did you see the first movie?
The first
movie?
One, just once. That was plenty
for
really?
Me.
I was like, this is stupid. You know, I mean,
come on.
I
the very
did.
First
I'm not
time
a star-
you saw it, you thought
you
that?
Thought
I'm
stupid?
Not a Star Wars guy.
The very first time you
I'm
saw
not.
It, you thought it was stupid.
I thought it was just...
You saw lightsabers.
I saw lightsabers. I thought that was kind of cool. But then just like, you know, think about the CGI. Right back. In
yeah, but you're
the,
comparing it to now. I'm talking about. Did you think then? Look at that. Like, did you see something in the screen that was just like that's hokey?
It was the whole thing to me. But I'm. But
what
I'm
was
a
the
cynic.
Thought
you, yeah. How long have you been with me now, Richie? Like, you know how I am, dude.
Well, I know it's like it's a Death Star, and one guy goes in the middle. Like, I get the concept,
right?
Of it, like the hero's journey is a little bit far-fetched.
That
kinda.
Is the hero's journey, like, I mean, like, personified.
No,
I mean,
that is the hero's journey. Like,
he
literally...
Scripted.
If you want to write copy, like, just watch Star Wars and duplicate your copy for whatever businesses that you have and just replicate that script, and I think you'd be selling a heck of a lot of products.
Oh,
that,
Lucas hired him.
Lucas hired who?
Joseph Campbell.
Joseph Campbell.
Oh, Joseph Campbell?
Ranch.
Really?
Did he really?
Oh, heck yeah, he did. You don't know that?
No, I am not
cool
a Star
that's
Wars
a cool
dude.
Bit.
Oh, dude, that is like known.
All
well,
right, so.
Hero's Journey people.
Well,
that,
yeah.
That like,
yeah. You could do a whole show on the bizarre stuff around Star Wars.
Well, actually, yeah. that's kind of, so how we started off on the horse thing, I really have no idea. Because, well, you've
well,
listened
Kelly,
to Reinvention Radio before.
Kentucky Derby.
Right. We were talking about Kelly. See, you brought us back to Central here, man. See,
that's why we have him here.
That's what happens.
Now, if
we
just
have
Kelly's opinion on Star Wars. But anyway.
All right. So here's one of the things that I wanted to talk about. And first and foremost, I didn't even realize this was a thing. But talking about, like, horses and getting the best of the best and this, that, and the other, Kentucky Derby, food, the whole nine. Did you... Let me ask you this, Mary. Do you consider yourself to be a Star Wars like person, fan kind of thing?
I am, but I'm not like if I were into Star Trek, they call them Trekkies. I'm not a Star Wars like diehard.
Like a Star Warrior whatever. All right, so
just, like,
a Star Warrior.
Ooh,
a Star Warrior. All right, so let me ask you this. In the first film, evidently, and this is how like little I paid attention between now and 40 years ago, I didn't even realize there was this whole big deal around blue milk. Like, do you know about this whole thing with Star Wars and blue milk?
No.
Is that,
no.
That doesn't ring a bell?
No.
So evidently, there was this whole big to-do. What did he live on? Tatooine? Tatooine? Called. So that was like one of their kitchen drinks. There was this big, you know, gorgeous sort of white kitchen, and the blue milk evidently stood out in that kitchen as one of the things that was, I don't know, it took on a kind of a life on its own. This whole blue milk thing. So this, I'm hearing about this for the very first time. So Mary, you obviously know nothing about the blue milk.
I don't know
anything about that. And Richie, you are a Star Wars dude more than anybody else
here,
probably.
Well, I mean, I know what you're talking about, but I'm just really wondering how this is going to come full circle. Like, we went to Kentucky, we talked about Yoda.
This is all about May the 4th.
Tangent.
We're right. This is all May the 4th. We just talked about the horses because of the Kentucky Derby and Kelly going to that thing. But this is really May the 4th, and so we're talking about May the 4th be with you in the whole Star Wars thing. So evidently blue milk is like a real big to-do in that whole Star Wars community. So
are you going to start selling it now?
You know,
what
I got to say.
Blue milk?
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly how to make it. So
it's the number dye, some sort of food dye.
There is blue food gel dye. I don't know what the difference is between regular dye and gel dye. But evidently all you got to have is
form of cancer.
Is milk. So if you have 1.5 cups of whole milk,
actually something that you actually put the ingredient in it.
Right. So it's blue milk and it actually contains milk. That's a step in the right direction.
Wow.
A tablespoon of sugar, half a teaspoon of vanilla, and the blue food gel dye. But evidently the trick to making blue milk, for those of you who, of course, now are going to run out and try to make blue milk for you and for your kids, is you have to stir together first the milk, the sugar, and the vanilla, and then, and only then when the sugar is dissolved, do you stir in a drop of the blue food gel dye until it's all combined?
So here's the real question.
Yeah.
Is there a hyperlink on that blue food? That
we need that.
This is where people totally are lame. It's obviously one company that's probably a piece of content that should be going to freaking click right here and get the blue food gel.
There is no food. There's nothing. There's no food click. There's no recipe. There's nothing on this.
It's
nothing on this article.
It's all over there.
But if you want to do something a little more healthy or wholesome, you can actually do a blue milk smoothie, which might be a little better for you. And that's just frozen bananas, blue milk, and honey. And then you've got, as they say, it's a great health-conscious pick-me-up to get your day going.
Are you
going.
Still putting that gel stuff in
or it? Stay away from milk.
Evidently, because you just take the blue milk and then you freeze it and put the other stuff in it. So there's like a whole thing here. I am so blind to what goes on in this world every day.
If the semi-health conscious parents, just throw in some blueberries in the milk.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah, let's skip the dye.
And then,
although most blueberries and most food, by the way, are cranberries dyed blue.
Yeah, well, all right, so how about this? So if you go to Starbucks, evidently, you know they got that unicorn. They got the unicorn drink. They got the, the dragon drink. And evidently, if you ask, they can actually make you a blue milk latte. So there you go. So for those Star Wars fans who are out there, go
Starbucks
get yourself a
for Star Wars.
Doesn't that make sense? See, now if you ever talked about a
They're
product
making
tie-in,
Starbucks.
That is a tie-in if I've ever heard of one. All right, guys. So enjoy May the 4th, and May the 4th be with you, and enjoy your blue milk. Enjoy your blue milk lattes. And for those who've been subscribing and rating and reviewing to the podcast edition here of Reinvention Radio, we love you, and we will talk to you guys next time here on the Sound Off on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.